Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are broadcasting from Patriot-held territory, and specifically out of Spokane, Washington, on 96.5 FM and AM 630. Thankful that we're not in that heat wave that's just annihilating the South United States. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Our favorite president. Oh, my gosh.
Yep, you know, the best president ever.
Ever. Oh, wow. And we've got a clip from him, you know, talking about the border, talking about the Sound of Freedom.
Yes.
And we've also got a clip of Jim Caviezel talking about Trump.
Yeah, not something.
You know, so you know, we're going to wrap it all up today.
Yes, we are. Yeah, and there's, well, as usual, there's a lot to cover and this, you know, crazy upside down world, and we want to stay grounded and in the Word. And, you know, just we had, you know, we've had a really great discussion over the last couple of days, you know, with the listeners on Telegram about the border, about being called forward, you know,
that's
about
right.
To rise up in the time that we're in and to do within what is within your ability.
That's right.
You know, because, you know, there are some people that they think, well, I can't do anything because I can't afford to go down to the border and spend 2 weeks and I got, you know, I have a business to run or I have, well, wait, you have a business to run? Okay, well, that's a good point. Are you prosperous?
Right.
Could you help financially?
Right.
Because you can't take 2 weeks off, you know, when you're running a business and you're at peak season, right? And everything's just totally like full bore.
That's right.
Okay. But what about financially? Well, I don't have a business to run. Those are days that are behind me. I'm retired. Well, maybe you have some time then.
Exactly.
You can sit there with a pair of binoculars. So what can you do, really? And
right. If maybe all you can do is cook, my gosh, they
right.
would love to have a good cook down there. I'm sure that would be a huge blessing to these people that are living in tents, you
yeah.
know, sleeping on the hard ground or sleeping on cots while they're trying to do something about these children that are being butchered. And
right.
so, you know, that's the level and the weight of it. Anything that you can do, you know, and in fact, even if you're almost completely crippled and can do nothing, if you have a phone and a finger that still functions, you can text representatives, you can text congressmen, you can
yes.
text your church elders and organize people that can go down or people that can all donate to help one person from their church go down
yeah.
or even just get your church to donate to a fund that funds people like VOP or like Tim Ballard.
Yes.
And so, you know, this is what we're capable of doing. If, you know, the people that don't have money at all can still talk to other people that have money
yes.
that might be able to assist or donate even just a little bit. You know, even
right.
if people just pitched in a little teeny bit and 100 people did it, you know, sending $500, you know, if everybody pitched in $5 and sent $500 down to them.
Yes.
They need the gas cards. They need tents. They need cots. They need children's Bibles. Anything helps.
That's right. Exactly. And, you know, hey, if we just, you know, 100 people all donate a $20 gas card, what that does for mobility down
yes.
there, getting somebody there, keeping people there, keeping them mobile while they're there.
Right.
You know, those kind of things are just really
well,
helpful.
And also, I hadn't said anything on the show about this yesterday, but what Veterans on Patrol does down there is phenomenal because they do it with no money, right? They just use what they have at their disposal, which is pretty much themselves.
Right.
They use manpower to go And they will shut down these cartel rape dens by just standing in front of them.
With a sign.
With signs.
On the road. Yep.
With signs pointing, you know, signs that say, this has to be shut down. And people will stop by and ask, what are you guys doing? What's this about? And they go, this is a rape den. And all the people are like, well, absolutely, that needs to be shut down. And every single person that stops is supportive of what they're doing.
And it stops all the traffic
and
to that
yes.
location. Yep.
Yeah, because they can't operate while somebody's out there at the road pointing the finger at them going, this is a rape den.
Yeah, we know what you're doing.
We know exactly what you're doing. And so, you know, at least it keeps them out of certain areas. And, you know, what we've also seen posted on the VOP channel is they've got actual pictures of these, you know, that have been sent to them from other people that have observed. So you've got live pictures and live video clips of like these 3 and 4 year old little boys and girls laying down in the dirt or laying down on the ground with duct tape over their mouths,
drugged,
or and then like the one picture and the little video clip that was there. There's like these 4 coyotes all standing around these kids while they're laying there in the dirt, laying there in the on the ground, and one of them, one young boy is tied. I don't know if he's completely naked. It doesn't show, but he's at least half naked, tied to one of those rape posts.
Right.
And he's just standing there. And so
while the coyotes are exchanging money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all on video.
Yeah, it's all on video. And this is what is going on. And like Butterfly said, these little kids, it's a constant stream of little kids that walk right up to you.
Yeah.
And so condemning bit of evidence that she stated was, I said, you know, of the 11 million people that have gone over, how many, what's the percentage would you say are children? And she said, almost all of them.
Yeah.
And so this is why we're hitting this hard, because we can do something about it. This is the simplest solution to close this border. And that is exactly what Jim Caviezel is saying, too, is that the solution to stopping all of the child rape and child trafficking is closing the border.
Right.
It's as simple as that.
Not opening it up, not unlocking the gates and letting them in and escorting them.
Right.
Well, this is the planned invasion. This is a very intentional invasion, and you know, the children are just part of it. I mean, this is, you know, total destruction of a country.
Right.
And you know, the children are one component of it. They get caught up in it, but you know, it also goes back to, like we said yesterday, the saboteurs, the jihadis, you know, terrorist countries are sending people through. And so anyway, it's a major issue. This regime is obviously doing this intentionally.
Right.
And it's treason. It
right.
is absolutely treason.
And then the other part of that from the biblical perspective is that we know from everything that we've read on this show from the Random Turnings is that God punishes the people when the sins reach up to heaven, it says.
Right.
He punishes them by sending in their enemies to stomp their country.
And that's what's coming.
And that's exactly what's coming. Look at all our borders. Look at all our enemies. They're just about ready to pounce on us, the United
right.
States. You know what will stop that? Stopping this child trafficking. Because this is the primary egregious sin that is reaching up to heaven right now. You can't allow criminals to butcher children and expect to go unpunished as a nation.
Well, stack that on top of the millions of babies that have been
aborted, yeah.
murdered because we said it was legal.
Right.
And, you know, so, I mean, it's just stacking up. So, I mean, you know, we're too timid to try to do anything. You want to try to go, you know, Samuel Adams and rise up and fight back and push back the tyranny and, but, well, I got too much to lose. I got family. I got a business. Well, when the Chinese are on our shores, you can have a lot bigger problems than you thought you would have had by standing up against a tyrannous regime right here at home that is profiting in the billions off of the murdering, torturing, and sexual exploitation of children.
That's right.
because that's what's coming. That's what we're coming. That's what we deserve as a nation, not we. I mean, most of us are against this, but most of us do nothing about it.
Which means that we're helping facilitate it by not stopping it. And so the problem there being that which enemy would you rather fight? You know, would you rather just all chip in and help and close this border? Or would you rather fight the Chinese on our own soil? I know I wouldn't. Would you rather fight the Muslims, the jihad? Would you rather fight those guys? Those guys are extremely scary. And so, you know, I think I would much rather close our border and do some serious, boots on the ground and some house cleaning and get it done while our enemies are still pretty minor compared to what's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, the Chinese who are planning on coming, who said they're going to, that they must for their own existence to survive because they're superior. They pointed out that, or at least General Che Haoshin pointed out that the only reason why the Nazis failed in taking over the world is because they were not willing to be as ruthless as necessary to win. But the Chinese are going to show how it's done.
Right.
I mean, that's their attitude. So.
Right. I tend to believe them.
Yeah, and I think that God's going to allow that. He's going to lift his hand off. At some point, something's going to go switch.
Yep, that was it.
And then you're past the point of no return. And there we are with as the Assyrians coming into Israel or the Babylonians, an overwhelming, powerful force that you couldn't. You could, even if you were superior to them militarily, you will still lose because God has ordained it.
That's right.
And that's a scary place to be.
We never want to be on that side of God's hand.
Right.
The backhand. You never want the backhand from the Lord. You want his hand over you, but not the backhand.
Yes. All right. Well, let's get into the word of the day on this awesome
Trump Tuesday.
What do you got for us?
Okay. Well, this is a random turning, and this is how we know God's hand is in this. This is just so knock your socks off remarkable. Listen to this. Okay, the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 27, which read under the title, "You will know them by their fruits." Ooh, that would be us.
How appropriate. It kind of goes right in line with what we're just talking about.
Yes, exactly. Are we going to step up and do what is required of us? Well, let's find out if our faith is enough to produce fruits, right?
Right.
Okay, so it reads, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them." Then under the title, "I Never Knew You," "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.' Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So this is it. I mean, this is such a great scripture because this is where the Lord says, this is how it works. Follow me. Follow in my ways.
Right.
And if you have faith, it'll show by your works.
Right.
And so he's basically saying, he's calling us to task. He's basically yes. putting his finger down, saying, "Here's the question: Are you fruitful or not?
Right?
Are you a branch that I'm going to cast into the fire, or were you fruitful? Did you follow what I told you to do? Did you help those that needed it? Did you help the orphans, the widows?
Yes.
You know, this is the question, and this is astonishing. I mean, this is where we know the Lord has his hand all over this show, because it's like injecting God right into this conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, this is something else too that helps me with my perspective of people that have positions of power and authority that are in positions to do things that we don't have the authority to do, like Congress, like, you know, the Senate or the House. Keep talking about, we're going to impeach these people, we're going to hold them accountable, and they keep holding hearings, but they never do. They never bear fruit.
Right.
They just keep talking about what they're going to do, but, you know, there's no fruit.
Right.
And then all the way down to the person, okay, you're not a congressman. You don't have the authority to go in there and do what needs to be done. But there are things that are within our reach, that are within our capabilities. Are we doing that?
Right. And see, that's exactly the point, was that, you know, if this is the most egregious, horrific thing happening on the whole planet, we have to, as Christians, we have to do something. Even if Congress is doing nothing, I say, you know what? They had their chance. We've had enough. We've seen enough. We've heard enough.
Right.
If they haven't fixed it by now, this is 2 years worth of child butchering that has happened because of their lackadaisic failing to get something accomplished that is according to the law.
Yeah.
Our law is our law describes that our border has to be secure.
Yep.
And so if they're not even willing to, you know, to knock some heads together and to actually get very seriously aggressive about upholding this law, how many more little kids have to die every single day because of their lack of action and their lack of willing to be aggressive enough to get this done? And so it flat out is probably up to us, you people, it's probably up to Americans at this point to go down and help these kids and do something to seal up that border.
Well, that's the best way to help them, is to stop the arterial wound.
Exactly.
You know, put the military on the border, seal the border. Nobody crosses it except through ports of entry.
Yep.
Pull the border patrol back. Their job now is to round up everybody here who is illegally, to deport them.
That's right.
Send in special operations to hunt down cartels like Taliban.
That's right.
Take them out because they're an existential threat, directly responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Americans. They've killed way more people in America than Taliban or Al-Qaeda has ever.
Right.
And you could stop it in a week. It could be done.
Even if people just went down there and just parked their cars and their trucks one into another, we could close it up ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, I'm serious. And that kind of thing has happened before.
They've proven it.
Yep.
You know, just by having people there on the ground stops it.
That's right.
Amazing. So, okay, well, we ran a little long. Let's take a break, and we'll come back on the other side with some of these great sound clips that we've got lined up for you. And this segment is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting, helping to keep your websites secure, hosted, right here in the American Redoubt by a Christian Patriot business. It's TLCWebHosting.com. Check them out, and we'll be back right after these messages. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, "When certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind."
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots. Segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. And if you guys want to help keep us on the air, we are listener supported overwhelmingly, and we are very grateful for all of you who do help. Just $5, $10, or $20 a month will help keep us on the air, and we're very grateful for it. Forgot to add a couple of things on my little repertoire list. They're dismantling the HHS.
Oh, yes.
Defund, dismantle it. And then start going after and prosecuting anybody involved in child trafficking that's covering it up. And defund and dismantle, dissolve the FBI.
Yep.
Rebuild it from the ground up with Patriots.
Department of Homeland Security has to be on that chopping block as well.
Yeah, or at least the top people. Well, I'd get rid of Homeland Security and do something completely different.
Right.
But we don't have time to get into that.
That's right.
We know we're going to... We've got it all figured out how to, you know, save the world. But
right.
On to other things, first of all, we wanted to remind you of the interview that we did with Butterfly. If you guys haven't listened to that, go to Radio Free Redoubt. And there's a posting there. The most recent posting has the audio to her interview. And it's the full-length interview with Lady Liberty. And also all of the contact information, the phone number, email, the Telegram channels, the YouTube channels.
That's right. How you can donate the things that the supplies that they need to receive. And so, like us, we're sending our tithes to VOP. We sent our last tithes to Tim Ballard's organization, yep. OurRescue.org.
That's right. Operation Underground Rescue.
That's right. Yep. OurRescue.org. So there's a couple of things that you can do to help and to contribute. And
yes.
So contact VOP and contact OurRescue.org.
That's right. What you did to the least of these little ones, you did to me.
That's right.
Or what you didn't do.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So what do we got lined up here?
Okay. So first of all, we've got a clip from the man of the hour, Jim Caviezel, talking about Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and listen to what he has to say about President Trump.
That billboard of Donald Trump where it says, they're not after me, they're really after you. I'm just in the way. Well, Americans, we all have to start getting in the way. This is a good man, a great leader, a man that is, he's like Patton, you know, some will say he's arrogant. Patton was not arrogant. He was confident and he was something to be reckoned with. Would you want to have some patsy like Biden fight Hitler? Would you want that? No, you got a lion that you want to defang, that you want to take out moral spine. And a lot of men in this country that do not have now because we've been emasculated for a long time.
Boy, that's the truth.
No
yeah.
kidding. No
yeah.
kidding.
Interesting drawing the parallel between him and Patton, because we've often said
right.
he's like the modern day Winston Churchill,
yep.
you know, speaking of going up against Hitler. And that's what you need. Yeah, you need somebody that can defang a lion.
That's right.
You know?
And like you used to run a stint on toxic masculinity.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we Americans fully support toxic masculinity, by the way.
Yes.
Okay. And so then we have the next Trump clip here. This was an interview with Bob Carson and from Newsmax. And so this is just great. Listen, this is about Trump talking about Jim Caviezel's movie, The Sound of Freedom.
About the movie and the problem of child sex trafficking in our country, and what are you going to do to stop it?
Well, he came to the White House when I was there, and I was very
Tim Ballard. Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, the fantastic guy. They can actually give me a showing of the movie very soon. They're coming, but I hear fantastic things about it. No, it's a big hit, and I hear fantastic things about it. And it's true. Look, it's so vicious. It's a vicious world.
Yeah.
The way they treat people, the way they remember when I announced when I first announced coming down the escalator, I announced. Yeah. And there's rape, and they said, he said rape.
Oh, yes.
Well, now you look at rape. I mean, that was mild compared to what actually happens. Because
yes.
The women coming up in these caravans, it's like, it's carnage what's happening.
Yeah.
So I was actually very mild. Remember they hit me because they used the word rape?
Yes.
The level of rape is beyond anybody's comprehension.
I had the safest border in the history of our country. I built massive miles of wall and was going to put up another 200 miles. Everything was built. They just had to erect it. Would have taken 3 weeks, far beyond my statement about building a wall. I was way over. I mean, what we did was incredible. But between the wall and Mexico, when you say Mexico, I got Mexico. You know what? I got them to pay for 28,000 soldiers on our border. You know, people said, well, Mexico. Well, Mexico did pay. They gave me free of charge 28,000 soldiers.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. And speaking of Mexico and the border, listen to Tucker Carlson and what he has to say about this whole association with Mexico.
I'm just interested because all measures are relative. So Russia's bad, Russia's a threat, Putin's evil, got it. But the total body count from Russia in the United States is right around zero. Like, I don't know anyone who's been killed by Russia. I know people personally who've been killed by Mexico. The government of Mexico allows fentanyl to be made in its country and to come over our border.
Yes.
And remittances from Mexico are a huge part of their economy. The Mexican government is party to the murder of hundreds of thousands of Americans. So why is Mexico less of a threat than Russia?
And boom.
Here. That's right.
That's exactly what we've been saying.
Yep.
Same questions we've been asking. All right, guys, you have a great day out there. You be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.